welcome to Drive Through HR, everybody. Our music puts a smile on my face every single day. So welcome, Drive Through HR, talking to HR people and the people that are helping getting it done every single day. We are very happy to be broadcasting all the entire group from Dallas, Texas area today. We're kind of in town for this little cool event that has got an amazing following with an amazing bunch of people. So it's Brian, William, and Nisha every day, and it's Brian and Nisha today. And see, Nisha, I'm so excited about why we're here this week for the event, who, oddly enough, we are talking to somebody who knows quite a bit about it today. So let's get to our guest. Joni Doolin,
sure.
Welcome back to Drive Through HR.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here. Excited you guys are in town for the event.
Oh, it is definitely by far one of my favorite events of the year and one of my favorite events that I've been able to get a lot closer with everybody and be part of it and meet people. And so you guys have created something really, really special. So if you would, let's kick it off, and if you would introduce yourself, that would be a great place to start, and then we'll kind of roll into what's top of mind around the event.
Absolutely. Well, Joni Doolin, I am the founder and CEO of People Report. We are a business intelligence company in the human capital space. And our sister company, Black Box Intelligence. And Black Box Intelligence is also a BI play in the financial space and on the consumer side of the business. So our claim to fame here at People Report and Black Box Intelligence is we can really connect the dots between people and the business. We're based here in Dallas, Texas.
Well, that is a perfect segue into tell us a little bit about the event. And I've been associated, I think this is my fourth year. And I don't actually know kind of what the catalyst or the genesis for this summer event even starting was. So that selfishly would be
sure.
a great place to start.
Well, you know, our business, like many companies, you know, and many companies in our industry traditionally has held an event for our members, which is what we call our customers. And it's a best practices affair, and it is a very senior executive event. We hold it every year. In fact, this year will be our 19th. And those have always been very successful events for us, but we were really feeling a lot of needs being unmet and when we first decided to try something in the summer. And part of it was to be able to bring different people together, not necessarily just the executives in our member companies, but maybe people who were in companies that could get to know us, maybe people who supported the industry. And we knew we wanted to do something different. It's Dallas. It's June. It's hotter than Hades. So we knew the last thing anybody wanted to do was put on a suit and come to another conference in Dallas. So we decided, you know what, we need to make this casual. And we really also wanted something that, you know, this was the beginning, I think, of the sort of the unconference movement, the bar conferences, et cetera. And, you know, candidly, we were big fans of the original HR Revolution. And the essence of just bringing people together in a different kind of environment. And so we just decided to have an event and call it camp. And we started with, actually the first one wasn't camp, it was a symposium, but we I think the title for it was Shift Happens. So that's where we were. That's what, you know, we knew that the market was changing and it was changing quickly. And we also knew that at the we were serving HR and operations primarily, and we knew that their jobs were changing rapidly. And so we just decided to create camp. And when we did it, we didn't know if we'd have one or we'd have many. And this year will be actually the fourth summer camp. So, Brian, you have come to camp four times, and you will get an old-timer merit badge for that. Nisha, you'll get a new timer, a new one.
Yeah, this is my first time, so I'm pretty excited.
So that's the history. And, you know, as Brian, you know firsthand because you've been there, I mean, over time it's taken on a little bit of a life of its own. And essentially who we are connecting are the brand champions for primarily food service brands, although you have some grocery mixed in there, some healthcare, some others. And it's service sector workplace. But these are the brand champions who now, that means if you're in a function that supports the workforce or if you're in a function that supports the consumer market, you're pretty much in the same space. And the theme for our event is workplace, marketplace, one place. And that's where we've been evolving this thing for the last several years. And in fact, this year, when you look at our attendee list on summerbrandcamp.com, you're welcome to go there. You can see that about a third of the people that are attending are from marketing and a lot of HR folks and a lot of operators.
So on the theme, first, you know, one of the things that I've definitely enjoyed, and it was the first time that I've ever actually done this at a conference, was your service event. It is a really key component to the experience and kind of the give back, pay forward of what you guys do at all your conferences. But this one is the one that I've been around the most with. Tell us a little bit about kind of, you know, what you guys are doing actually this year.
Oh, this year, I think we have the best service event ever this year. We are working together with the Salvation Army, and we are going to be getting on buses. We have well over 100 people signed up for this already. We're going to get on buses and head over to one of their community centers and be working remodeling a gymnasium. And not remodeling, obviously, but refurbishing and the grounds, et cetera. This is a Salvation Army that serves a particularly poor community in Dallas, but it's very, very close to the hotel where we're holding the conference. And they also have a really cool – I should have Melissa on the phone to talk to us about this because she knows all the details and has arranged. But they also – one of the ways that they make money is with a snack vending outlet, you know, where they're able to sell food at games and community events. And so we're trying to help them refurbish that a little bit and upgrade that a little bit as well, which we thought since we're in the restaurant business we could probably do. So it's going to be a great event. It will allow for people to work indoors or outdoors, get as dirty as you want, or stay inside. And the other thing that we're doing for those who are not necessarily able to attend and do the physical service is we have that same morning, we're going to have an in-house workshop that is hosted by or presented by Jim Knight. Jim, who used to be with Hard Rock International, now has his own business, and he is going to be talking about philanthropy that rocks. But the essence of it is connecting philanthropy and community involvement strategically to be part of the purpose of a business. And, you know, probably if you got a merit badge every time somebody said purpose during this event, the 3.5 days, you would be covered with merit badges. I mean, it's a big component of what we believe, and so we try to model it and give people an opportunity to do that.
Well, that is fantastic. I can't wait to participate. And for everybody that does listen, I was told this morning by the wonderful Melissa that if you're not signed up, that is all right. There is space, so just need to show up. Sign up's good, but show up, and you will definitely get put to work and be able to help. So don't worry about that.
Absolutely. And you will find, I mean, there is a lot integrated into the conference itself. We have, on the last morning of the conference, we have another meeting of our Changers of Commerce. And these are people, a lot of them are attending the conference, but we also have a lot of people locally who just show up for this. This is a group of individuals who are just really focused on connecting business to improving the lives of their employees and their communities. And so we have some really cool speakers coming that morning. Ryan Scott from CauseCast, who has created a platform, a tech platform, that allows companies, again, to be more strategic about their philanthropy and to measure it, is going to be there. And Jeff Power from Pangeo Coffee. And Jeff is the head of Global Hope Network, and that's who a lot of folks know and followed us last summer. We went to Africa, over to Ethiopia, with Jeff and his team, and we started several initiatives there that will continue in this conference, and we've raised quite a bit of money that we've been able to send back to the villages that we toured last year, where we worked last year. So that's going on. And then the infamous talent competition. And, Nisha, I don't know if you've been warned about that.
Yeah, I heard a lot about this talent competition. And especially especially in Google, we have that wiggle video, which is so awesome.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that's because William Tincup and Jason Lawrenson are the most viewed video on our website.
That is so cool.
Yeah, but what's really funny with about that is it's just another, you know, I think one of the things that's really unique about this event is the way that music has been integrated into it. And, you know, the first time we had a camp, you know, I said to some of the guys on our team, anybody want to put a band together? And, you know, it's that connection between data and music, right? So we happen to have a lot of musicians, so they did. So this will be another hit appearance by the Summer Brand Camp Band. But actually this year I think we have three other bands. So people for different reasons.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's dig into that. Because people who, like me, who are, you know, the first-time attendees, they're really expecting a lot from this camp, PRS camp. And throughout social media, I know your team, Sarah Gibson and Melissa, and everybody is doing a great job on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook sharing what to expect, how to prepare when you come for a PRS camp. So from your end, what would be the greatest highlight for this year's PRS camp? And what's your advice for the first-time attendees?
Well, my best advice is, first of all, if first-time attendees have been sent a ton of communication from their tent leaders, we are trying to make sure that anybody that walks in that door that has never been there before, and there's about 160 of you, so it's a pretty, yeah, the freshman class is large this year. So we're trying to make sure that you do have immediate ways to connect with the rest of the community. And so we have assigned tent leaders, and you should have heard from your tent leader. You also have an opportunity to join the Summer Brand Camp Academy, which is a social learning platform. It's actually powered by a company called Skooks. And Skooks is a part of Redbook Connect, and it is an opportunity to get on and watch some videos, earn some merit badges, join some groups, interact, and make friends with other people who will be there, and also get a very, very good visual for what social learning can be and what social learning is all about and where it's headed. So lots of things to do ahead of time. You know, Nisha, when you say traditionally it's welcome to the tribe. So, you know, what binds the tribe together? And, you know, I think you have to start with curiosity, and this is sort of the shiny new, this is the shiny new object crowd, and the early adopters and the early leavers. This is a very tech-savvy group, a very social media-savvy group, you know, because digital, mobile, and social is what's connecting this whole event. That's what it's all about. I mean, that's why we're all connected. So, you know, you do have people that are very open-minded. They're looking to learn. It is a big community. Community is part of it. It's a very caring community, a very supportive community. And then I don't know, Jim Knight describes it as the island of misfit toys. I really like to think it's more the rebels with a clue. And the unifying motivation seems to be this is really a group of people that wants to make a difference. And so we all define making a difference in different ways. I mean, the you know, what making a difference is for us could be personal, could be professional, could be something we want to take back to an organization, could be something we want to do in our own career or with our own family. But that seems to be those are the overwhelming, I think, values that unite this group.
Cool,
well,
that is really sweet.
I don't know, Brian. Am I rhapsodizing this, or is that true?
No, that's it absolutely. I think what you know, to Jim, I mean, you guys both collectively, your points are right on the money. Is I think you've got a lot of people who, like to Jim's point, are unique and willing to actually kind of, you know, share their uniqueness or their, you know, wave their freak flag to quote our friends at Talent Anarchy. You know, and that uniqueness, part of that is willing to make it a balance and or priority to change things for the better, right? And make a difference and be part of, you know, sometimes making a difference is about putting people in uncomfortable situations and having uncomfortable conversations because you get on the other side of that, right?
Right.
Last year, I wouldn't say it was uncomfortable, but there was a lot of emotion in the Chambers of Commerce on the Friday last year because of, you know, just some of the events that went down and the speaking, and it was, you know, it was a very emotional meeting because it was very charged with people that were passionate and want to make a difference, and some difference had been made, and there's a lot more difference that needs to be made, right? And so, and that's just something that it was good. I mean, it still gives me goosebumps thinking about it from last year, and I think that's one of the big differences is that's weaved through the entire conference. So it's not just an event that you show up to, you do your thing. It's literally weaved through, you know, the purpose component of it is weaved through the entire philosophy of everything, all the interactions, you know, just trying to build community around, you know, kind of making the workplace better along with making the world better. It's pretty amazing.
Wow. You know, Brian, you and I have spoken about this, and William and I have spoken about this. I mean, really, the last thing the world needs is another conference. I mean, we seriously do not need another conference unless it makes a difference. And I think that's what, you know, we have tried to do here is give people that opportunity. And, you know, I do get I do get phone calls every once in a while from executives who say, yeah, I sent my people to camp and they quit, you know, or they want to do something different, or, you know, and a lot of people come to camp and end up getting promoted or changing jobs or even in the same company changing jobs. So, I mean, there is, we have 50 speakers in 2.5 days. And, you know, this year we're packed with some of the who's who from your HR world, Trish McFarlane and Lori Rudiman and Brianna Folds and Crystal Miller and just a lot of people who have a ton of experience in the HR community or in the HR function, a lot of people who have experience to share in social, digital social. We're so excited about Tim McDonald, the community manager for Huffington Post, is going to be joining us. And, you know, Tim gets up in the morning every day and thinks about what is a community and what does it exist for and how do you grow it and how do you leverage it and when do you stay and when do you go, both, again, personally and professionally. So we're excited about that.
Well, let me, everybody, let me do a quick reset. You're listening to Drive Through HR. It's Nisha and Brian talking with the wonderful Joni Doolin of People Report, and we're talking about the event, the big event that we're all at here in Dallas this week. A lot of work went into it. So on the agenda, you said you've got 50 presenters. Who are some of the keynotes? Just go to the big names
sure.
First.
On Wednesday, one of our keynotes is also very familiar on the HR stage. I know he's spoken at SHRM multiple times, and that's Ryan Estes. And we're very excited about having Ryan. But, you know, what he will be talking to our audience about is his passion on purpose and really turning corporate culture into a competitive advantage. And it's a you know, switched on employees, authentic leadership, you know, trust, the place where people come first and performance and profit follow, which is, you know, our tagline is people and profit, so balancing people and profit. So excited about that. And then the man who's opening the conference is a guy named Doug Levy, who we met through the Conscious Capitalism movement. He's actually the CEO of a very large agency based here in Dallas called Me Plus You. He heads agencies for change. And he just published a book called Can't Buy Me Like. And essentially it is about exactly what you think it would be, which is the consumer, you can't buy a consumer. They have to, you know, there has to be something there that's genuine, real, authentic. And, you know, he really kicks off the whole idea of this is a transparent world and that authentic relationships are what's going to fuel, you know, the best brands. So those are two big ones on day one. And then on day two, we've got Greg Creed, who's the CEO of Taco Bell. And I have written this about Greg a couple times. I mean, if there was ever a CEO of a huge company that gets workplace, marketplace, one place, it's Greg Creed. I mean, he came out of marketing and, you know, just an absolutely brilliant marketer. But I have heard him say multiple times, you know, the customer experience will never exceed the employee experience. And he really believes it. He calls it smart with heart. And, you know, Taco Bell has taken mobile social branding and put it on steroids, and he's going to share with us a lot of what they do and a lot of their analytics and just a great storyteller. A lot of folks know Avery Block and James Fripp that work in that group, and they're the real deal. So we're very excited about that. And Bruce Talgan is coming. We haven't seen Bruce Talgan for a long time, but Bruce Talgan basically wrote the first 10 books on managing multiple generations and managing Gen Y. And he's coming back to talk about it's okay to be the boss. And then we're having our undercover boss leadership hour with Tech Cole, the president of Cinnabon, and Paul D'Amico, who's the president of Moe's, that have both been on undercover. And I think that's just going to be an amazing session.
Cool.
And, of course, wrapping, you know, and it just keeps going. I mean, Alan Schaefer, banding people together, is going to do a keynote with a guitar. He's going to sing and storytell. And, of course, the iconic sexy thinker is bringing it home. So people shouldn't leave.
Yeah, totally. Well, for the audience, we are talking about Summer Brand Camp, which is going to kick off tomorrow at Dallas. So hit the hashtag PRS Camp. So, yes, talking about Summer Brand Camp, it's the workplace, marketplace, one place for you know, marketing professionals, HR professionals, PR and operations and whatnot. And as you said, it's a place for having fun, music, and network with a lot of people, and at the same time, learn a lot. So for the HR practitioners or for the attendees, what's your thoughts on how can they make the most out of their PRS camp?
I really do think we have built our site, www.summerbrandcamp.com, to make it insanely easy to leverage your time together. And I think actually, I think Trish McFarland just published an old blog post she did on the 10 rules for attending a conference or the 10 top tips or something. And so much of it was finding people ahead of time and connecting with them and knowing who was going to be there and setting some goals for meeting people. And, you know, the site and the format of the conference just make it so insanely easy to do that. And it's very friendly, very welcoming, but it also, you can find people. You can find them on Twitter. You can find them on LinkedIn. And once you get your resource guide when you're there, you have other contact information, but there is a ton of information prior to getting to camp. So I would really suggest that that's the best way to do it, Nisha.
Great. That is such an awesome opportunity.
Yeah,
I
try to hide. You know, a lot of conferences just try to make it really difficult to find out who's there and connect with people who are there. We do exactly the opposite. And this is, it's wired, there's free Wi-Fi. We encourage people from the minute they walk in the door till the minute they leave to use social media intelligently to connect with the others who are there. And I heard something about a scavenger hunt on Pinterest and Instagram. So I'm not real sure about that, but for you Instagram and Pinterest fans, there's something for you too.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, you listed out just a list of people. Probably the big difference between one of the many big differences of the conference is you listed out a lot of people. You know, tens and tens of billions of dollars of revenue of people that you absolutely will get to meet. Right. These are all people that there's no untouchables at this conference. This is people are really here to meet everybody and get to know everybody. And so you listed out just, again, leaders in the space that are just good people. And I'm very fortunate to get to meet, and be friends with a lot of them. So, Greg, I'm looking forward to meet him. I've never got a chance to meet him. I know his folks absolutely love him. So, that'll be great. So, Joni, we've got about 60 seconds left. We'll wrap it up. What's the last thing that you want to leave us? Final thoughts.
Oh, final thoughts is follow. I mean, if you can't join us, I mean, we are almost sold out, and there's a few seats left, but it will definitely be sold out. But if you can't join us, to follow that hashtag PRS camp, because this is a very social crowd and there will be, you know, it is an event that you'll be able to follow on Twitter. So I would just strongly suggest you do that.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. I can't wait to start every single day here in probably a few hours. So thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you. We appreciate so much, and we really appreciate the opportunity and the affiliation, and Nisha, look forward to meeting you.
Look forward to meeting you, too.
Okay, folks.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Follow
see you tomorrow.
Everybody, have a great rest of the day.
Early in the morning, rising to the street, light me up that cigarette, and I strap shoes on my feet. Got to find a reason, reason things went wrong. Got to find a reason.